And ultimately, what is the most important thing in our life? The most important thing in our life is our Krishna consciousness. Those who have got this Krishna consciousness, for them there is nothing more important than that. Because everything else will end at the time of death. Our big titles, our big position, our big educational qualification, our big bank balance, our big experience, our big achievements, all will end, will come to an end at the time of death. One may be a big scientist. When he leaves his body, will he have any recognition as a scientist? Or a lawyer, or a businessman? You may have millions of dollars, one may have millions of dollars in his bank account, but when he leaves the body and comes back, and claims to the bank in another body if he comes back and says, well, in my previous life I left so much money, will they give it to him? Or will he be able to take a single penny with him when he leaves? He may have millions of dollars, and can he say, well, I mean, can I take a few dollars at least with me? So all these will come to an end. But Krishna consciousness will remain as our greatest asset. Because that asset will remain always with us, because that asset is not relative to the body. That asset is not pertaining to our body. That asset is pertaining to our soul. We leave our body, but the soul continues. So whatever is there with the soul, will go with the soul. That is what the spiritual life is. That is what Krishna consciousness is. You develop your, let the soul develop Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is an asset of the soul. We perform Krishna consciousness not with the body. Ultimately, we perform Krishna consciousness not with our mind, our intelligence. Krishna consciousness is executed by the soul. And whatever is benefit, whatever accomplishment is there through that Krishna consciousness will remain with the soul. Therefore, this is just, the soul is eternal, Krishna consciousness.